Ride on, King Jesus in majesty. Jesus comes riding into Jerusalem, into the capital city. He comes in with a hero's welcome. People cut palm branches and lay them before Jesus' feet. They lay their cloaks on the path, as we just heard, that they lay their cloaks, just as we laid the cloaks before the cross, laying their cloaks before Jesus' feet. And the people cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." As they cry out, "Hosanna," they cry to the Lord, "Come. Come and save us." Hosanna means save us in Hebrew. And so they are crying to the Lord to come and save them, crying to Jesus at this point. Hosanna to the Son of David. They're looking for a new king. David was an amazing king centuries earlier. And they're longing for one who comes in the line of David to come and save them. And as Jesus comes in, he comes in with the hero's welcome, with palms waving. This was rather traditional in this time that many times when a conquering hero would come into the town, into the capital, into the center of it all, or maybe it was a politician, that oftentimes people would do this. They would wave palms, kind of like when we have parades, you know, we all wave the flags when people come home, and they wave the palms and lay the cloaks, and so this was a wonderful celebration of triumph and of Jesus coming with great joy. But it's a wonderful festive occasion until you look at what the king comes riding in on. Because Jesus comes riding in on a donkey. Now, most of the other people of that time that came in, the politicians and the war heroes and all, would come in on mighty stallions. They would come in high above the crowd, and all the crowd would look up to them. Even now, when we have parades in our time, oftentimes we have a lot of people who are on horseback if you ever go to those parades, and when they're riding around on their horses, you kind of have to look up to all those people riding on the horses when they're in our parades. But when Jesus comes in, and he's riding on a donkey, it says. It doesn't even say it's on like a big donkey. It says it's on a colt, like a little donkey Jesus is riding on. I kind of worry about the donkey sometimes having to carry Jesus. But when Jesus comes in riding on this donkey, Jesus comes in a whole different kind of way. Because Jesus doesn't come in high and mighty up above the people. When Jesus comes in riding on that donkey, Jesus comes in right at eye level with all the people who are gathered there. As he comes in, he can look right into the eyes of all of the people who have gathered, waving their palms before him. And when you look someone in the eye, have you ever experienced, it's a powerful thing. When you make eye contact with someone, you connect with them in that instant. Many times we feel and know that we can trust people more if they look us in the eye. Our friends look at us in the eyes. When people look at us many times in the eyes, there's a sense of connection, of caring that can many times happen when we look at each other in the eyes. Jesus comes in, riding in on this donkey as he looks others in the eye. Now there's an interesting thing, this power of connection as we look each other in the eye. This is something that is so powerful that even modern day advertisers are beginning to realize the power of eye contact. There was a study that was just done recently at Cornell, and they discovered that they could determine if people would buy a product more if the animal or thing on the product was looking you in the eye. And they tried this out with the Trix Bunny on the Trix or for Kids box. You know the cereal, maybe you guys don't because you're not kids. So kids, the Trix cereal box with the little bunny on it. They were able to manipulate the cereal box so that sometimes the eyes of the bunny would be looking you in the eye and sometimes the eyes would kind of be looking off to the side. What they discovered was when the Trix Bunny looked people in the eye, people were more likely to to purchase kicks. Tricks, pardon me. Tricks, not kicks. Those are too healthy. Tricks. The Tricks Bunny. Yes, and so when the bunny would look them in the eye, they would be more likely to purchase this product. And you know what they said? They said it's because people felt a connection with the cereal box. The bunny was looking at people. They didn't know that when they were doing that. And here's the crazy thing on that study. It was adults buying the Tricks, not kids. But what they found is that eye contact, even if it's not even with a person, is a powerful connecting force. And so we see here that when Jesus comes in, riding in on a donkey, Jesus is making eye contact. Jesus is making eye contact with all of those people who are gathered there on that day, looking them in the eye, not as a king high and lifted up above them, but as one who is equal to them. And this is what Jesus has done all throughout Jesus' ministry, because we see that when Jesus comes down as one of us, Jesus comes to those who oftentimes people don't look at all. That Jesus oftentimes can be found with the outcast, the leper, the prostitute, the demon possessed on the outside of town. Jesus can be found with the sick. Jesus is found with those who oftentimes are not looked at all, but looked down upon instead. And Jesus comes to all of those and looks them in the eye, connecting with them, letting them know that they are cared for and loved, lowering himself to reach out to all of those who are in need. And we see that this is true throughout Jesus' ministry. The Apostle Paul writes in his letter to the Philippians about this power of God lowering God's self as one of us, as he writes, "Though he was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." The only time that Jesus was ever lifted up high above anyone else was when he was lifted up on the cross. Lifted up as he gave his life for you and for me. Lifted up to show us the power and the depth of the love that God has for each one of us. This is the only time in Jesus' life when he was lifted up as he emptied himself out for us. Jesus, the King, comes riding in on a donkey and looking at us in the eye, looking at the people gathered there in the eye, making connection with them as he lowers himself to see them, who they truly are. And Jesus still comes to us, looking at us in the eyes, and as we look in the eyes of others, God comes to people through people. And so we find oftentimes that we can be Christ to the other, and we can see Christ in another. Just as we heard in our memory verse that we've been learning throughout this season here, "Whatever you do, the least of these, you have done it to me." We find that whenever we reach out to the least of these, to those who are grieving or lonely or sick, hungry or homeless or in prison, who are in any kind of need, when we reach out and look them in the eye, we see the eyes of Christ looking at us, because it's there that we encounter Jesus in our midst, right here with us. And each week here in worship, we see Jesus as well. We experience Christ's presence here in the bread and the wine of communion. As Jesus says, "This is my body, and this is my blood, given and shed for you." The Christ truly is present here in the bread and in the wine. And when we receive the bread and the wine, the promise, when we receive a blessing, we hear the word said to us. So we have eye contact with another person, bringing Jesus to us, the body of Christ given for you, looking us in the eye, being present here with us. On this Palm Sunday, we cry out, "Hosanna! Glory to the God in the highest." We cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Come and save us, Lord. Come and save us." We long for a Savior, one who has already come among us, in our midst, looking us in the eye, one who is here in our midst now. And we give praise and thanks to this one who lowered himself to look us in the eye. Thanks be to God. Amen.